The coalition government will spend $1.9 billion over the next 4 years on more prison beds, prison officers, and rehabilitation for remand inmates. Corrections Minister Mark Mitchell made the announcement alongside Prime Minister Christopher Luxon this afternoon. Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch joins us now. Craig, give us a bit more detail, please.
Kia ora. Well, this headline figure, yes, $1.9 billion over that four-year forecast period. This coalition has been running, we've heard it a lot, this big cost-cutting campaign. So within Corrections, the commitment was that any savings that were found there would then be reinvested back into the front line. That was the commitment. They have rustled up about $440 million in savings. Now, it is not entirely clear exactly where those savings have been found, exactly what has been cut. There is a media conference underway right now, but we have not managed to get a great deal of detail. Basically, we've been told that the money has been saved by things like not filling vacant roles in the back office, some reprioritisation of spending, some reorganisation, some streamlining, some improvements around asset management, whatever that means. Now, as for where the money will go, though, we've been told another 685 or so new frontline staff at Corrections. That's what has been promised. 470 of them will be corrections officers. And some money is also going to the Waikerea prison expansion. So Labour had set the wheels in motion there already. Calvin Davis had announced plans for a new 500-bed facility back in June 2018, another 100 beds or so too for a dedicated mental health services. Now National is talking about 800 or so beds in total, 610 coming in May. So Mark Mitchell says basically this is a restatement of the commitment. Again, a little bit unclear about exactly what is new here, but we're getting $1.9 billion over the four-year forecast period for corrections.
Interesting, isn't it? You're saying there are 470 corrections officers that they're getting extra, but I mean they've got vacancies and can't fill the ones they've got. So the question is whether the money will actually deliver the staff.
A huge problem and challenge for this government looking ahead. The same too in the police area, and we've seen that come up time and time again, this commitment from the government around increasing police recruitment, and yet we know from the Police Association that just achieving that goal is going to be near impossible. The context is obviously very relevant right now, given the number of crime stories constantly making the headlines, still making the headlines. It began under the last government and has continued. A spate of jewellery store robberies recently, just today, of course, this fatal Ponsonby Road shooting. Now, the Prime Minister was very quick at his press conference today, coming out the gates, blaming the situation on the former government, claiming that the country is now less safe due to the past 6 years under Labour. Worth noting, of course, that New Zealand First was there for at least the first 3 years of those six. But regardless, the announcement today was very much dressed up as a bold law and order package, promising really a comprehensive plan to restore law and order, to keep Kiwis safe. Of course, the funding is, in this case, for the bottom of the cliff, those bigger prisons. It's not addressing it at the front, but it is part of that overall strategy, that crackdown of crime, those serious consequences, and it is in line with what National and ACT campaigned on, that scrapping of Labour's prisoner reduction target. National hasn't been able to say what sort of increase we might see in prisoner numbers as a result, but if you're talking about longer sentences, if you're talking about less lenience, it does follow there will be an increase in prisoner numbers as well.
So this is obviously start of the pre-budget announcements here. Are we to watch out for anything else this week, Craig?
Yes, we are in that pre-budget period, that whole month of May, which means those pre-budget announcements will start to come in thick and fast. There are some announcements we would expect this week. I would expect something about school lunches and their future in the near future. And also with the start of Term 2 this week back at school, we're going to start seeing the rollout of those weekly attendance figures that is soon to kick into action. The Coalition, of course, announced that last month that it's going to shift from term-by-term reporting to week-by-week, all part of its truancy crackdown, so expect to see more on that shortly.
Oh, and before you go, what is going on with Julianne Genta? Or should that question be, where is Julianne Genta?
Where indeed is Julianne Genta? We've been trying to track her down ever since her outburst in Parliament last week. We have repeatedly requested comment. We have kept coming up against a brick wall. She worked from home last Thursday, so she was able to avoid media then. And we have been told she will be back on deck this week. But, and it is a pretty big but, she has a prearranged long-planned trip to the Chatham Islands, no less, for a stakeholder forum. So that is set down this week from Tuesday to Thursday. It means that she is unlikely to be at Parliament this week. Next week is a recess week, which means no MPs here at all. So we could be looking at 2 weeks or so before she has to come back to Parliament to face the music. What we do know is that she has sent a letter today to Gerry Brownlee responding to those formal complaints. So the wheels in motion here at Parliament are moving in terms of those complaints.
Thanks for the update, Craig. That is Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch joining us there from Parliament.